Imagine anybody having a problem with celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ this time of the year. Folks say, well, you don't know it was December 25th. You don't know it was wintertime. It probably was more like spring and all that stuff. But you know what? I don't care when it was. I'm glad we have a day set aside to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. If anybody's birthday needs to be remembered and celebrated with lights and music and special services, it is the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we're thankful for the opportunity tonight to put this cantata on. We are not professionals. We are a local church full of just common people from around the area. And we are not at 100% tonight with this, whatever this respiratory flu and illness that's been going around. The community has knocked a bunch of our folks out as well. And we're not at 100%, but that's okay. The show goes on, all right? And we hope it'll be a blessing to you. The choir's worked hard, special music groups, and these folks behind me that will be doing the reading part of tonight's presentation. Ron Hamilton wrote this. It's called Christmas on the Air. And so tonight we present this cantata.
Hurry, we're on the air in 3 minutes. Come on, everybody get in place. Play a little music to get us in the Christmas spirit. You know, something really warm and touchy-feely. Remember, people, this is radio station WARM, so don't be a cold fish. Put some feeling into it and add some order. I'll be in the sound booth. Now shape up. We're going to be on in just 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're on the air. Hit it.
This is WARM 88.5 FM.
Christmas on the Air, coming to you from beautiful downtown Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, that is. Thank you for turning in tonight and making us a part of your holiday tradition. It's the eve of December 23rd. Christmas is almost here. So sit back, get comfortable, and sing along as we remember that very special night long, long ago.
Glory.
Christmas just wouldn't be Christmas without children. So now the radio kids choir is coming to sing The Animals Round the Manger. Now be sure to use your imagination, and you might even hear some talking animals. Thank you, kids choir. I've been volunteering to do this program for the last 25 years. And I do believe that you just heard the best children's choir we ever had. That was a great job, kids. Well, I know, and you know, that animals can't really talk. But what if they could? What if animals had been able to tell the story? This evening, for our children's broadcast, let's allow our imaginations to wander back to a night more than 2,000 years ago. What might they have said if donkey, cow, sheep, and dove had been able to tell the story of the lowly stable strewn with hay? Moo! I never saw a human so weary as that lady.
Bah! Bad night it was for her. But, donkey, you should know how far she came, for you came that far yourself. How long were you on the road with that sad-faced man and that weary mother?
Don't bother me. I'm eating.
Hee-haw!
Coo! I'm so glad I'm only a bird. Sitting on my nest and singing to my brood is so much sweeter than traveling miles and miles to a strange city far from home.
Yeah. Listen here, Dovey. You don't know the half of it. It's a rough road between here and Nazareth, where Joseph and Mary set out. Those are their names. Joseph, he's a good man, a carpenter, smells of sawdust most days. But he's kind to me, and kind to Mary, too. She was espoused to him when news came of the baby.
Espoused? Is that good or bad?
Hee-haw! Silly sheep. Espoused means she was to be his wife, and so she is. Now that he's taken her, they'll go back home once the taxes are paid to Caesar the Gusty. He's the reason why they had to come here.
Did you say the Gusty?
Mm-hmm. They call him Augustus, but if you ever heard him speak, you'd know it should be the Gusty. Hee-haw! But I don't know how they're paying anything to anyone. Dirt poor they are.
My, how peaceful the little mother looks lying there.
Coo! Her voice is surely the sweetest sound the little one waiting to be born has ever heard. So soft and smooth and soothing, she makes me want to sing a lullaby, too.
This is WARM 88.5 FM. We'll be right back with more of Christmas on the Air.
Okay, cut. Roll the Christmas music. Now, everybody listen up. You've got 2 minutes and 9 seconds. No more, no less. So don't wander off. Robert, where's my triple shot latte?
Hey, anybody need a bottle of water? If I'm really lucky and I keep drinking enough water, I may be able to keep that donkey voice up all the way through tomorrow night's program.
Well, no one can do a donkey quite as naturally as you, Rich. And you've got a great radio face, too.
Hee-haw!
Voice sounds so good so far.
I'll be fine. But this is the last time I agree to do a drama at Christmas. Only one more shopping day, and where am I? While the stores are open, stuck at a radio station playing, well, let's just say not the most flattering character I've ever played.
Oh, stop complaining. It's no wonder you have to play a donkey the way you huff and puff around here, as if you're the only one who has shopping left to do. How about you, Steph? Got all your Christmas presents wrapped and ready?
Actually, I haven't started.
Haven't started? Girl, you'd better get a move on.
It just looks like it's going to be a lean year at our house.
Your dad still doesn't have a job?
No.
What a time of year to be out of work. I'm sorry he hasn't found something. Your mom's still cleaning houses to make ends meet?
Yep, and she's glad it's Christmas time. Seems like everybody wants a house cleaning this week. She's so tired, she has 3 houses to clean today.
Well, Steph, you don't know how much I appreciate your work here at the station over the break. I know it's a sacrifice.
Excuse me.
Hello there. May we help you?
Are you the radio actors?
That would be us.
Then I have something for you.
Well, we're about to go back on the air. Can you wait till the break?
I guess I could wait a little bit.
Radio actor? Never thought of myself as an actor. But I'm probably the only broadcast journalism major at school with experience in radio drama.
Yeah, you're a radio actress now. It should really help your job prospects to list Dove of Bethlehem on your resume. Might get your career off to a real flying start. Hee-haw!
Very funny.
All right. Back to your places. Get to the right page now. And remember, this scene is supposed to be very close, like we're all crowded together.
Break's over. Get in position. Now listen up. That first scene was pretty good, but you need more joy, more Christmas spirit, and all that kind of stuff. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're on the air. Hit it.
This is WARM 88.5 FM, bringing you Christmas on the air.
Listeners out there in Radio Land, now let's return to the manger of Bethlehem, where everything is very, very quiet.
Thank you.
Oh, it's the middle of the night. I say forget about the sound and go back to sleep.
Maybe we should. But Dove said she was sure she heard a strange noise in the inner stall. It woke you up, right, Dove?
The noise was so unusual. It sounded like no animal I've ever heard before.
Bah, but you don't hear anything now?
Maybe it will come again soon. Listen.
Nothing as far as I can hear.
No, I don't hear it now either.
Move over so I can hold my ear close.
Back down, cow. Your place is at the bottom of the wooden gate between the boards. It may be tight, but we all have to share the space.
I still say she didn't hear anything.
I'm sure I heard a still small cry.
Maybe so, and maybe not. But it's pitch black in the inner stall. If we can't see anything, we might as well settle back in our separate stalls.
Ooh, there. There it is. A tiny little voice. So soft and low.
Like no animal I've ever heard.
Ooh, look. The man has lit an oil lamp to bring to his wife.
She's holding something close, like she's afraid she'll lose it. I thought you said they had nothing of value with them, donkey.
It's the truth. They brought nothing with them.
Well, they surely have something now. Will you look at that? There's a little hand, fingers stretching up as if to reach for the star that shines so brightly through the window. Look at the tiny fingernails and the rosy, rounded elbow of the little arm. Aw, she's bundled him up in some tufts of wool from me.
I can't see the face. Dove, can you?
No, she's holding the bundle too close to be seen.
Maybe with the rising sun, we'll see the precious treasure. Donkey, why did they come to our stable on such a night as this? With a baby on the way.
They asked to stay at the inn, but there was no place for him.
No place for such a little mother about to give birth? I'll never understand humans. We're only barn animals, but we all have a home when our young ones arrive.
Say, my friend, let's think upon what we just heard. Why do you think there was no room for Mary and Joseph? Was the innkeeper a hard man who cared nothing for weary families? I don't think so. I imagine he was someone just like you and me, a decent man, a busy man. It wasn't that he didn't care. He just didn't know. Why, if an angel had come to tell him that God's only begotten Son was to be born that night, would he have found a bed for them? I'm sure he would. But he didn't know. This Christmas, may we be willing to help someone just as we would help Jesus if he were the one in need. Remember, we worship Christ by reaching out to others in his name.
Hallelujah. Tell it on the mountain. Jesus is his name. Hallelujah. Tell it on the mountain.
Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night on Christmas Eve for the conclusion of Christmas on the Air. We close tonight's broadcast with a special number for all you children out there in Radio Land.
This is WARM 88.5 FM. Tune in tomorrow night for the conclusion of Christmas on the Air. Thanks for listening.
Cut. Well, it could have been better, but hey, this ain't Hollywood. So you did all right, I guess. Now make sure you're on time tomorrow night. Same time, same place. Merry Christmas.
Is his name Ebenezer?
As in Scrooge? Don't mind him. Y'all did a super job. It couldn't have gone better. And I mean it. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
This broadcast really means a lot to you, doesn't it, Grandpa Miller?
It's been my annual ministry for 25 years. But I don't think the new manager is all that excited about everything he's inherited.
Well, I think it's a much-needed contrast to Santa Claus and Rudolph.
We'll see you tomorrow evening. I'm off to hit the 24-hour sale mark.
I'm going to go hit the hay myself.
That should be good for your career as a radio donkey.
Hee-haw! Good one for a bird brain.
A what?
Hey, where's the strange woman who was in here?
Must have slipped out during the last scene.
Okay by me. Gave me the creeps. Had someone just show up off the street and ask for radio actors. I thought she was going to ask for a handout or something.
I don't think so. She had the kindest eyes.
Well, I figured she was just going to say she liked the story. Hey, look at this. She must have left these. This one's for sheep, and here's one for dove, one for cow, and one for donkey.
Yeah, I'm not touching that thing. It could be booby-trapped.
Come on, Rich. It's just a Christmas card, though there is something stiff inside.
I wonder what it is.
Joanne, why don't you open it? Check it out for us.
So I'm the guinea pig, huh? Okay, I'll be brave since you won't.
Nah, I was just kidding.
Well, will you look at that?
What?
It says, wishing you and yours a blessed Christmas, just like the first one. And here's a gift card. It says it's from the Old Town Jewelers. Expires on Christmas Eve.
Here, let me see that.
No, no, no. You can look at your own.
All right, all right. Huh. Says the same thing.
Mine, too.
That makes four of us.
You think the gift cards are any good?
Oh, yeah, they're good, all right. They're very good, professional. Don't you see, it's a sales gimmick. They send out someone who looks like some mysterious stranger to pull in business on the biggest shopping night of the year. It's brilliant. You probably get a genuine imitation cubic zirconia. Hee-haw!
You know, he's probably right. She didn't even stay to talk to us.
Of course I'm right. She's probably making the rounds every place on this side of the street, while someone else hits the other side. Canvass the whole district so sales are up on Christmas.
Well, who knows? Might be worth checking it out.
But the downtown stores are already closed tonight, right?
Well, there's always tomorrow.
Oh, you can tell me when I miss tomorrow night. I'm not wasting a trip.
Maybe you're right. Parking will be hard to find tomorrow.
Which is why they have to resort to tactics like this. Cheap sales gimmick. You guys get some rest, and I'll see you back in the stable tomorrow night. Hee-haw!
I'm going, too. Steph, you need a ride?
No, thanks. Mom's picking me up.
Okay, well, night all. Oops, almost forgot my card.
You gonna give it a try?
I don't know, Steph. But you should check it out. Nothing to lose. Might be 25% discount or something.
Have to be more than 25% to help me. Night, Joanne.
Night, everyone.
Bye.
Y'all take care. Thanks again, Steph. Not a lot of college kids willing to get involved with kids' programs over Christmas break.
I loved hearing the kids sing. They really seem to get it, don't they? I mean, Christmas. It's, well, I guess it takes the faith of a little child to simply trust God, doesn't it?
Jesus said, "Whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein."
You're a walking Bible, Grandpa Miller. Glad I got to work with you.
The privilege has been all mine, Steph. And we still have one night to go.
Wouldn't miss it.
Now you have your mystery gift card, don't you?
Yeah, I got it. Like Joanne said, I don't have anything to lose. Good night. Aren't you going home?
In a minute. The kids wanted me to listen to the new song they're working on with the ladies. See you tomorrow night.
Bye.
Okay, kids, let's hear it. Great job. Well, I think I hear my bed calling to me. Everybody get a good night's rest, and I'll see you back here on Christmas Eve. Good night, all. Merry Christmas Eve!
Yeah, and the same to you. We all ready to gather around the manger?
Manger is all set up. We just need a few more animals.
Hey, you ever thought of bringing in real animals so the sound effects are genuine?
Have you ever tried to make a real donkey bray on cue?
I see your point. Still, the realism would be something to hear.
Might be something to smell, too.
Hee-haw! Yeah, bad idea. I visited the Yoder Dairy this fall. You ever gone?
No, but I grew up on a farm.
Really? You have all those tubes and machines to milk your cows?
No, just these magic fingers. Let's just say I visited the barn every morning, bright and early.
Tough life, huh?
No, not really. Only good memories. Tending cows and sheep and chickens, it's all part of God's provision.
Okay, drop what you're doing and hold on to your hat. Tell them, Steph.
Well,
hold on. Either of you two go to the jeweler's to try out your card?
Yeah, I completely forgot about it.
I didn't get by there.
Me neither. I could tear my hair out. Scales gimmick my eye. Tell them.
I just asked what the card was good for, and they said it really was a gift card with no limit to pick out whatever presents I wanted to buy. I was like, yeah, right.
Wait till you hear, Rich.
So, I started with a watch for my dad. I picked out a real nice one and figured they'd say it was too much. They're like, very nice choice, ma'am. And what else would you like?
Hear that? A watch for her dad, Rich.
So then I think about Jan, my sister. She's always wanted a strand of real pearls. And I pick out this really beautiful pearl necklace. You have a very discerning eye, miss.
Did you get that, Rich? The sales gimmick gave her a pearl necklace for her kid sister.
And then, for my mom, I thought, if I could only get her a ruby ring. That's her birthstone. So I picked this. You wouldn't believe the beautiful ring I picked out. I mean, it was worth, well, let's say it's worth more than I've spent on anything in my entire life. The lady says, your mother will be very pleased.
You got her a ruby ring?
I could just scream.
And when I asked if they knew who purchased the gift card, they said, the party has asked to remain anonymous. So I walked out of the store with three gifts, all wrapped in complimentary wrapping. And do you know what the total value was? It was over $3,000. That was just before closing time, and I came straight here.
$3,000?
It's like a miracle. The one year my family's so broke, we thought there would be no Christmas presents. And now this.
Okay, this is really weird. Who was the woman? Why in the world would she do a thing like that?
Face it, I had the opportunity of a lifetime, and I missed it because I was getting stocking stuffers at the dollar store.
Oh, my. What a Christmas story this will make for years to come. I'm so happy it was you who got to go, Steph. But we're not far from airtime, folks, so we'll have to talk about it after, if that's okay.
I'm sorry, guys. I wish there had been time to let you all know, too.
Yeah, right. Well, just so you know, the donkey'd be really grumpy tonight. Hee-haw.
Ditto on the sheep.
15 seconds till airtime, and you better give it some pizzazz, or else. Quiet on the set. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're on the air. Hit it.
This is WARM 88.5 FM. And now, we continue with Christmas on the Air.
Move over, donkey, and let me see the shepherds.
Well, you can look for yourself, but you won't see them. They already left. And not too soon for me. They were so timid you could hardly hear what they said.
Back to the hills to care for their flock. But they were so happy. Did you see their eyes? Just imagine what they saw last night. Angels filling the night sky with shining light. And what they heard. Glorious tones of angelic voices crying out, "Glory to God in the highest."
And what else did they say?
"Coo, on earth, peace, goodwill toward men."
Then back to the sky they went.
But why did they come to shepherds of all people?
Back off of the shepherd's cow.
No, I'm only mean that they aren't the famous or the wealthy. They're just simple folk who love and care for their sheep. Why would God announce the birth of his son to them?
Coo, I think I can answer. God uses humble things to accomplish his will. That way, he gets the glory.
I still say it doesn't make any sense at all. The King of Kings makes his grand entrance to earth in a humble manger, surrounded by lowly animals and simple shepherds. Who could imagine such a thing?
Yes. Who could imagine?
than anything else, I wished I could have given something to the little family for the Son of God who was born so poor.
Yeah, but what would you have to give?
I was going to give him some hay, but he doesn't have any teeth to chew it with.
Hee-haw! Don't worry. His mother's making sure he won't go hungry, but I sure am starved. Hey, can I have some of your hay?
Bah, stop thinking about your stomach, donkey. Cow, don't you realize the gift you've already given the baby?
Me? A gift for the baby? Really?
Whose food trough is he lying in?
Well, mine.
You gave up your manger so he could have a cradle.
I did, didn't I? He slept his first night in my manger.
And how about you, sheep?
What about me? I didn't give up anything for the baby. I wish I had.
Coo, but you did.
What did I give him?
You saw what they wrapped the baby in to keep him warm. Coo.
Well, that's just the tufts of wool left over from shearing. No sacrifice.
But it came from you, and it kept him from shivering in the night.
It did help to pad his swaddling clothes in the rough manger.
Coo, I'm the only one who gave nothing.
You're forgetting the lullaby you sang so beautifully for him.
But that was just cooing. I do that every morning.
But it sounded so sweet and soothing in the middle of the night.
Coo. I guess it was a strange time to sing.
Well, in case anybody cares to notice, I gave the baby something, too.
You?
What did you give, donkey?
Well, he would have never made it to Bethlehem if his mother had to walk here.
Ooh, donkey. Our gift cost so little. You gave something that cost you more than a manger, or a thong, or even tufts of wool.
Really?
Coo, it's what any of God's creatures can give to him.
Me? What was my gift?
Obedience. Coo, if you hadn't been willing to walk where you were told, they would have never made it to Bethlehem.
If I gave the costliest gift of all, I'm the greatest giver ever. Hee-haw!
Donkey, obedience you have. Next thing we'll work on is humility. Well, friends, we'll leave the lowly stable of Bethlehem now and journey back to our town of Bethlehem for a final word this Christmas Eve. Our story this week has been about the simple truth that God is the one who gave the greatest gift that was ever given. But very few seemed to notice that gift, and many folks were just too busy to care. So I came up with this crazy idea for a little experiment of my own. I figured out a way to give three people I care about very special Christmas gifts. Each one of them received a gift card from a local jewelry store. But there was one catch. It had to be used by Christmas Eve. And I didn't tell them it was from me. Now I'm going to ask Rich, who played the donkey, and Joanne, who played the sheep, to please step up to the microphone. Joanne? Could you tell the listeners why you didn't go by the jewelry store?
You gave... I don't know what to... I was too busy.
Well, do you mind telling us how you feel when you realize you'd missed out on what would have been such a wonderful joy?
I guess I was, you could say pretty upset with myself.
Rich, how about you?
Me? I guess I just didn't believe it. Too skeptical, I guess.
Dear listener, why did they miss out? They just didn't know how much the gift was worth. Seemed too good to be true. We live in an age when people have grown so busy with the gift buying while others have grown so skeptical that the simplest truth of Christmas is lost on them. It seems too good to be true. Jesus came because he loves you. He loved you so much that he died on the cross to take away your sins. And he wants you to be with him for eternity. Will you have the faith of a little child? Will you say, "Come into my heart and save me, Lord Jesus. I turn from my sin and self to live for you because of your gift of love to me." Friend, if you will pray that prayer in your heart, you will experience the true joy of Christmas for the first time. And you can worship Jesus like Mary did that first night so long ago.
program has been a production of WARM. We'll be right back for the conclusion of Christmas on the Air.
You all can go ahead and slip out. There's not much more to do.
I can't accept these gifts, Grandpa. They're too much.
No, they're not, Steph. They're just enough to say how much I appreciate your sacrificing to help out with the radio drama, especially with the need your family faces this year. Joanne, Rich, I have good news and bad news. The bad news is that the open limit was only good if used by Christmas Eve. The good news is that your cards will still be worth $50 if you use them the week after Christmas.
That's very kind, but you don't have to do that.
Yeah, I was the one, the jerk who didn't, who missed out. But I do have a question. Who was that strange-looking woman who brought the cards?
I'll have to tell her she looks strange to you. That was my sister, Betty, from over in Chester County. She's here for the holidays.
Sorry.
I gotta hand it to you. I was never so surprised in all my life. But thank you for an unforgettable lesson in faith.
Yeah, thanks for, for everything. I'll never forget it either.
You're welcome. I couldn't have asked for a better cast for our kids' Christmas program.
Only one problem.
What's that?
Now, I really do feel like a donkey. Hee-haw!
And I followed you, dumb as a sheep.
Well, on that note, I think I'll fly on home to my roost with the most generous presents I've ever received. Merry Christmas, Grandpa.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
This is WARM 88.5 FM. And now, the conclusion of Christmas on the Air.
Tonight, and I hope you've been blessed. Now, to close our program, some little friends of mine are coming to ask you a very important question. I hope each one of us will ask ourselves, what can I give him?
Three people got a gift card. One used it. One redeemed it. But let's not be too hard on them. Truth of the matter is, probably several of us have gift cards at home that we haven't redeemed at all, or we haven't used everything that was on the card. In fact, that's one reason why gift cards are so popular in this day and age. I read an article not too long ago about how few people ever really use all that's on a gift card. Think about it. You know, you go somewhere, you use a gift card, you use all but $1, $1.75, or $2. You probably throw it in a drawer somewhere and never remember to take it back and use up the final balance on the card. Retailers love them. It's like a free money to the retailers when they unload a gift card. And one report showed that in a calendar year, over $8 billion went unredeemed in gift cards. Think about that. $8 billion. Another consumer report showed that about 27% of the previous year's gift cards were still unspent. So that means that about 75%, only 75% of the people used the gift card that they received. Now, it's one thing to lose money, to get a gift card and not use it at all because you're too busy or because you're too skeptical to believe it's any good. It's one thing to lose money. It's another thing to lose your soul. The Bible says in Romans chapter 6 and verse number 23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." I can't think of any better time of the year to talk about salvation than right now, when our thoughts are on Christmas and all the gift giving that goes with Christmas. Because, friend, according to the Bible, eternal life is a gift. You can't work for it. You can't merit it. You can't earn it. The only thing you can do with a gift to receive its value, to have its value, is to receive it. The Bible says that the gift of God is eternal life. And the Bible also tells us that eternal life is in Jesus Christ. Listen to these words in 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 11. The Bible says, "And this is the record that God hath given us, to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son." And that Son is capitalized with a capital S, talking about the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. So eternal life is in Jesus. And God gave us the gift of eternal life when He gave us His Son, Jesus. The most popular verse in all the Bible, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Listen, friend, eternal life is not in church membership. Eternal life is not found in religion. It's not found in the practice of religion. It's not found in sacraments or baptism. Eternal life is found in the person of Jesus Christ. It's in a person. Christianity is a personal thing. It's not a set of rules and a doctrinal belief necessarily. It's in a person. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 12 puts it this way: "He that hath the Son, possesses the Son, hath or possesses life, eternal life. And he that hath not the Son, does not possess the Son of God, hath not life, does not possess eternal life." Listen, God has given the gift of eternal life to every individual. Nobody is left out. The little children sing the song, "Red, brown, yellow, black, and white, they are all precious in His sight." No one has been left out of the gift of God that is eternal life in the person of His Son, Jesus Christ. But many people have failed to redeem or pick up or receive their gift. And that's a shame. It's one thing to think of $25 or $50 going unused and losing it. It's something altogether different to stand before God someday and realize that you've lost your soul, that you'll be separated from God forever in the place called hell, which is the punishment for those who never get saved. Friend, how sad it will be to realize that you had eternal life for the taking and didn't claim it. So how in the world do I claim it? I don't want to miss out on eternal life. How do I claim it? Well, first thing you have to do, you have to confess that you're a sinner. It's one of the reasons why we need to tell folks about the Bible truth that says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. If you don't know that you're a sinner, you'll never seek eternal life. You'll never want it. Never need it. We're all sinners. And that's why Jesus came and was born in Bethlehem's manger there and lived his life in that area. And then at 33 and a half years of age, went to a cross and died and shed his blood, was buried 3 days and three nights later. He came out of that tomb to pay sin's debt for all mankind. Some days later, he ascended up to heaven where he sits now at the right hand of his Father. And one of these days, he'll return to this earth and set up his kingdom and rule forever and ever and ever. There's coming a time when the gift of eternal life, the receiving of it, will expire. You ever have a gift card expire on you? You went to use it and they said, sorry, it's expired. Again, it's one thing to lose or have a $25 gift card expire. It's something altogether different to stand before God and having the opportunity of receiving eternal life in Jesus Christ done and over with. You have time right now. Right now. While you're alive and you have your mental faculties and while God is working on your heart, while God is speaking to your heart, you have this moment to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. And if you have never claimed the gift of eternal life that is in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, what better time to do it than tonight? What better time to do it than this Christmas season? I'm going to ask everybody please to bow your head and close your eyes with me. And that's the length of my message tonight. I always preach just very briefly at the end of a cantata. You've heard the Christmas story in song tonight. You know that Jesus came, was born in Bethlehem's manger. And you also know that he went to a cross and died. And I wonder tonight if I'm talking to somebody who has not yet received the gift of eternal life. Oh, maybe you have a gift card at home that you've never redeemed or haven't fully used. We're not talking about that tonight. We're talking about the gift of eternal life that's been provided in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you've never trusted him as your personal Savior. You've never confessed that you're a sinner and embraced his death, burial, and resurrection as payment for your sin. With our heads bowed and our eyes closed and no one looking, maybe tonight God is speaking to your heart. Maybe you know this is what you need. I need to receive Christ as my Savior. Right where you sit, with sincerity of heart, you can say a simple prayer like this to God. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. I've sinned against you and deserve the wages of sin. But right now, I want to receive the gift of eternal life. And I trust Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. I receive you now. Thank you for dying for me. I wonder tonight, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, if there might be somebody in the audience who prayed that simple prayer in your heart by faith. You meant it. You were sincere. And you say, Pastor Angel, I really needed to receive Christ. And in my seat, I followed you in that prayer, but I didn't pray it to you. I prayed it to God. And the best I knew how, I received Christ as my Savior tonight. Asked him to be my Savior and come into my heart, so I could have the gift of eternal life. If you prayed that prayer and you meant it tonight with nobody looking, just slip your hand up very quietly and take it right back down. I'll look around the room just for a second in the balcony, anywhere from side to side, front to back. God bless you. Amen. Somebody else tonight? I remember some years ago when a man in this cantata or a cantata like this trusted Christ as his Savior and been coming to church since then. It's a wonderful thing. Anybody else? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of eternal life that's in your Son, Jesus. And so thankful that you sent him to come to this earth. And even more thankful that he went to a cross and died and paid for our sin. God, thank you for working on our hearts and bringing us to the place where we realize we need to be saved and reach out in faith and trust Jesus as our personal Savior. Thank you, Lord, tonight for one that lifted the hand. And I pray, God, that you'll seal that decision in the heart. Lord, I pray if there's anybody else here this evening that's not yet received the gift of eternal life, that these songs and this little play and these words tonight will stick with them through this holiday season. And they'll be reminded of the fact that it's not just about toys and Santa Claus and reindeer and a tree. It's about the Son of God who died on the tree to save us from our sin. Thank you for the greatest gift ever given, eternal life in Jesus.